I don't. Oh. Like a fireplace. Yeah, exactly. Congratulations on your first win in Stuttgart. Can you let us know your feelings after the match?
Yeah, so it is actually my first win, but I've only been here twice. So, I mean, it was kind of an unorthodox match. Of course, playing against her is always a bit like tricky. Actually, it was my first time playing against her, but of course, I've seen her around, know her a little bit. But first set, I mean, I was dominating. Everything went a bit my way. And then, of course, I like tennis is. Our players are gonna try to adjust a little bit, which she did, and all credits to her for winning that second set. A bit too passive on my side, but I felt like in the third set I started to dominate again, tried to go a little bit to the net because I'm also comfortable there too, so it gave me an advantage.
Congrats, Elisa.
Thank you.
I'm curious, do you feel as though with your level, maybe not just results-wise, but at least level in the way that you're playing, that you are trending up? Like, are you feeling like things are on the right way?
I think so. Of course, I can always do things better, and I can always work on things, but I feel like I'm pretty steady at the moment, having some tough draws, of course, in the past, but, you know, I can only learn from these matches, and of course, I'm 28, so I'm not the younger ones, but I still feel like, okay, tennis gives me a lot, and I have a lot of passion for tennis. I'd always try to improve, and I think that's my work ethic, just try to improve every time, and that's why I think I'm still there in the ranking.
To the match now, did you expect such consistency from Tatiana in the second set, or did her game surprise you or not surprise?
The game did not surprise me because, of course, I look at matches too before I play her, but I knew it was going to be a tough match, especially playing here in Stuttgart in her country. But yeah, she's a very experienced player, a very tricky player, so you never know what you're going to get. So all credits to her for getting that second set. And I think it's never easy. Also, first matches are never easy. You know, we have to get a little bit used to the court. But it did not surprise me, but I knew it was going to be difficult.
It seemed like she's obviously got this slice and dice approach, but you went a lot more to her backhand, it seemed to me. She seemed to have a lot more height on the slice on the backhand, and it did look to me as though a tactic of yours was to at least tend towards that side. Could you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, for me, I don't mind if people play drop shots or slice or high balls or any kind of ball. So I'm kind of like, okay, you know, this is different. This is nice too. I'm embracing the challenge. So I kind of played the drop shot too and the slice and then coming to the net. Her backhand slice, yes, it flowed a little bit more than her forehand. I feel like in the forehand side, she can really get that fast slice in. So I felt like, yeah, maybe approach a bit more on the backhand side. But I also felt like my backhand down the line sometimes worked really well. So I think I just had to also third set again, work a bit more, like dominate a bit more from my side and what I have to do and what I can improve.
You mentioned being 28. To be clear, that's still very, very, very young.
I know.
Okay, just making sure. But what is the biggest difference you feel being on tour at 22 mm-hmm. versus being at tour at this point at 28?
I think it's more like the experience. You've been to a lot of places already. If you do really well, you go to the same places every year, which I like, of course. You know, the conditions, but also you feel less stressed. I felt like when I was 20 years old, I felt like I need to win this one. I need to win this match, because if I lose, then, you know, two losses in a row or something like that, just panicking a bit more. And I feel like now, okay, I lost the second set, but, you know, I can do it again. This is a new set, new match. But I think it's more relaxed. Sometimes I'm a bit stressy too, of course. But I think it's more like, okay, trust yourself a bit more, what I can do as a tennis player.
And next round you play against 22 years old.
Yeah. Yeah?
What is your plan?
My plan? Of course, I'm going to look at a bit of her matches in the past. And I actually haven't played her yet. And seeing as I played her once in doubles in Indian Wells with Su Wei still on my side. Yeah. It's been some years. But I think I just have to dominate a little bit, go into the court, not hesitate at all, because she will get that ball back. She will hit the ball. And of course, she has a lot of experience on these courts already, winning it twice. But let's see what I can do against her. You know, in tennis, you never know.
And on Iga, I mean, obviously, you'll watch tape tonight, but you've seen her play passively, actively, however. But what stands out to you? I mean, you've never played her across the net in singles, but what stands out to you as kind of being what makes her difficult and why she's been able to kind of have the consistent success that she has?
At age of 22, it's unbelievable what she's already achieved, and definitely in the future too, she will achieve a lot more. But the mental toughness, I think, and not giving any points away, taking the ball on the rise, taking it early, and her footwork, of course, too. So she's a bit like an all court player, an all around player. So you don't really find a lot of weaknesses. And I think, of course, that's why she's number one. Perfect. Thank you.